Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. A Saginaw County man has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole in connection with a fatal shooting that left one woman dead and two others injured. 20-year-old Shaquille O'Neal Baskin received the sentence Monday from Marvel Trice III following his conviction for the first-degree premeditated murder of Tracy A. Bowens. The charges stem from a December 2024 incident in which authorities say Baskin shot three women inside Bowens' home. Investigators indicated Bowens had been allowing Baskin to stay at the residence prior to the shooting. Baskin was found guilty earlier this year and is now appealing the conviction. He also faces a separate upcoming trial alongside his brother, Thomas C. Baskin Jr., in connection with the November 2024 death of Carrie Jo Hatfield. Prosecutors allege the pair struck and shot Hatfield. That trial is scheduled to begin September 22nd in Saginaw County Circuit Court. And a Saginaw man will serve time in prison for a deadly shooting that claimed the life of another teenager last year. 19-year-old Malik Cannon was sentenced following his no-contest plea to charges of manslaughter and felony firearm in connection to the March 2024 death of 19-year-old Jason Porterfield Jr. Authorities say the shooting occurred at the Birch Park Apartments in Saginaw. In the aftermath, the victim's family called for the complex to be shut down due to the safety concerns, but it remains open. Cannon received a sentence of 8 to 15 years for the manslaughter conviction, along with the mandatory consecutive two-year term for the firearm offense. Court records indicate he has already spent more than 500 days in custody prior to sentencing. When we come back after this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Mom, my game won't load. It keeps freezing. Our internet is so slow. Can you please call M3 Wireless and get better internet service?
You know, I think you're right. With everyone streaming, working online, gaming, and staying connected, our internet just can't keep up. It's time to make the switch to M3 Wireless.
Make the upgrade today to M3 Wireless. Enjoy smooth streaming, online gaming, remote work, and HGTV, all without interruptions. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for strong, reliable internet all year long. No more waiting, no more buffering, just fast internet for the whole family.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, health officials are reporting a sharp rise in Lyme disease across Michigan. According to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, confirmed cases have climbed dramatically in recent years, rising from just over 500 in 2022 to more than 2,100 cases in 2025. That marks nearly a 300% increase. Experts say the spread is tied to a growing population of black-legged ticks, also known as deer ticks, which carry the bacteria responsible for Lyme disease. More than 60 Michigan counties are now considered at risk, with several others being monitored for possible spread. Researchers at Michigan State University say as tick populations increase, so does the percentage carrying the disease. Warmer winters and humid summers are helping ticks survive and reproduce more easily, allowing them to expand into new areas, including more populated regions. State health officials note the increase isn't unexpected and cases could continue to rise in the coming years. Despite the trend, experts stress that residents can still safely enjoy the outdoors by taking precautions, wearing long sleeves and pants, using insect repellent, and checking for ticks after spending time in wooded or grassy areas are all recommended. Lyme disease symptoms can include fever, fatigue, joint pain, and a characteristic bullseye rash. Health officials say early detection and treatment with antibiotics are key to preventing more serious complications. And don't forget your furry friends are vulnerable to these culprits, so make sure that they have a flea and tick treatment to protect them as well. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Your precision weather